We're starting from Daf Chaf Ches Amar Aleph. 9 lines from the bottom. Rab Zeira says the Gemara. Rab Zeira ki avicholish megirsei. When Rab Zeira was weak from his learning, havi ozel the Yosef apischa debei Rabbi Nosan Bar Tovi. He would sit down by the door of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Nosan Bar Tovi. Amar, he would say, in explaining why he would do this, ki cholfi Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan would pass by to enter the Beis Medrash, az ekum mikamayu v'akabel agra, I will get up for them, and I'll get reward for honoring these Talmidei Chachamim. Nafak asa, Rabbi Nosan Bar Tovi. Rav Nosan Bar Tovi came out of the Beis Medrash and was walking towards him. Amar lei, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Nosan, Man Amar Hacha Be Midrasha. Rashi explains he was asking, who in the Beis Medrash paskes like Rabbi Yehuda that says that when you have a question of davening Musaf or Mincha, you should daven Musaf first? Amar lei, so Rav Nosan said back to him, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. In fact, Rav Yochanan says to the contrary, that ein halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar mispal adam shal musaf, achar kach mispal shal mincha, that one should first daven musaf. Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan amra? Rabbi Zeira said in surprise, was it Rabbi Yochanan who said this halacha? Amar lei in, he said, yes, indeed. Tana minei arba en zimnin. So Rabbi Zeira reviewed this 40 times. Amar lei, so Rav Nosan said to Rav Zeira, is the reason why you reviewed this so many times was because chada hilach? This is the only halacha that you heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's very special to you? Oy chadas hilach, or it's new to you, meaning that you thought that this halacha was said in the name of somebody else. Amar lei, chadas hili. In fact, this is new to me, because I thought that perhaps this halacha was really said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara continues with another memra about Tfilas Musaf. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Kol hamispalel tefila shel musaf in la'achar shava shoyish leRabbi Yehuda. Whoever davens musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that you're not yoytze at that time." All of Akasav Omer, about him the Torah says, Nuge mimoyed asafti mimeich hayu, which means broken. Nuge means broken. Because of the appointed time, I have destroyed. They are from you. Meaning that because you delayed the appointed times for davening and you davened late, you're going to be broken. You're going to be punished. My mashma dahai nuge lishna de tavrahu. Where do you find that the word nuge means broken? The Gemara answers, kimetargem Rav Yosef. It's from the unklus that Rav Yosef taught us. In fact, he didn't write the targum himself, but he was a baki in the targum. It says in the targum, tavra osei al seneyan de Beis Yisrael. On this pasuk of nuge mimoyed, it's Tavra asay asanayim the Beis Yisrael. There's going to be breakage that comes to the enemies of Klal Yisrael. That's a euphemism for Klal Yisrael. Al diachru zimnei moyadai al divishlayim, because they delayed the appointed seasons in Yerushalayim, meaning the tefillos that they would say during the moyadim. A similar drasha we have in the name of Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kalam espalel tefila shal shachris la'achar arba shoyis le'Rabbi Yehuda. Whoever davens shachris after 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after 4 hours you're not yoytze. All of a kasev oimer about him, the Torah says, Nuge mi moyda safti mi mechayu. This is the same pasuk, but Rabbi Lazar translates the word nuge to mean afflicted. And it means afflicted they were because of the appointed time I have destroyed, they are from you. The Gemara asks, "My mashma dahai nuge lishna de tzarahu." Where do you see that the word nuge means afflicted? So the Gemara brings two psukim. First of all, the chsiv, it says in Tehillim, "Dolfa nafshi mituga," my soul melts from affliction. You see the word tuga means affliction. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman says, Rav Yitzchak says, Mehacha, from here, a pasuk in Echa, Bisuleha, Nugais, Vihi, Marla. Her maidens were afflicted, and she herself is embittered. So once again, you see the word nugais means afflicted. We continue on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Rav Ivya Chalash. Rav Ivya was weak, he was sick. And he didn't come to the shir, the drasha of Rav Yosef. Rashi explained that Rav Yosef was the Rosh Yeshiva in Pumbedisa, and on Shabbos he would give a drasha between Shachris and Musaf. Lamachar, the next day, Kiyasa, when Rav Ivya came to the Beis Medrash, Boy Abaye Lenuche Daita de Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to calm down Rav Yosef, that he shouldn't be upset with Rav Ivya for not coming. So he decided he'll ask Rav Ivya why he didn't come, and then he'll be able to explain to Rav Yosef why he didn't come, and he shouldn't be upset. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Ivya, My time Ale Asa Amar Lepirka, why yesterday did you not come to the drasha? Amalei, he said back, Havichalash Libai, Veloy Matzina, because I was very, very weak from hunger, and I couldn't come. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Ivya, Amalei Ta'amta Midei Vastis, why don't you first eat something, and then come to the drasha? Amalei, so Rav Ivya said to Abaye, Leisavale Mar Lahad Rav Huna, do you not hold of the halacha of Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna? Rav Huna says, "Asur leila adam sheitaim klum koidim sheispalot tefilas musafin." That one is not allowed to eat anything before tefilas musaf. So I couldn't eat, and therefore, since I was very weak, I couldn't come. Amar leis, Abaye said to Rav Ivya, "Iboy leila mar letzluyay tzloisa de musafin beyachin." You should have davened musaf at home, vilitaim midi ulamaisi, and then eat something, and then come to the shir. Amar lei, if you said to Abaye, "V'lay savra la mar lahod amar Rav Yechanan," does our master not hold of the halacha that Rav Yechanan said that "Aser loy la adam sheyaktim tefilas ve tefilas hatzibur," that one is not allowed to daven his own tefila before the tzibur davens? Amar lei, so Abaye said, "Lav itmar Allah," was there not said about this halacha? Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, "B'tzibur shanu." This halach is only when you are with the tzibur, when you're with the congregation, that's when you should not daven before them. But you were at home, and therefore you should have been able to daven musaf, and then come. The Gemara concludes, the less hilchasa, and the halach is not like Rav Huna, but like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, not like Rabbi Yeshua, or like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And the Gemara explains what these halachas are. Ki Rav Huna hada amran. When we say that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehud, Rav Huna, we are talking about this halacha that you're not allowed to eat before Musaf, and in fact we hold you allowed to eat before Musaf. Rabbi Yehud ben Levi, and when we said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehud ben Levi, we were referring to the Amar Rabbi Yehud ben Levi. Rabbi Yehud ben Levi said, "Kivan sheyegia azman tefilas amincha," once it comes time for the tefila of mincha, "Aser leila adam sheitam klum, kaidem sheispalel tefilas mincha." One is not allowed to taste anything before he davens, and this also is not the halacha. In fact, we are allowed to taste something before tefilas mincha. New Mishnah, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hayim espalel b'knisosoi lebeis hamedrash uvetziosoi tefilas ketzora. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would daven when he went into the Beis Medrash, and when he left, a short tefillah. Amr Lai, so Chachamim said to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Ma makaim le tefillah zu? What was the nature of this tefillah? What was the actual nosach? Amr Lahem, he said to them, B'knisasi ani mispalel, when I go in, I daven, Shlayera devar takala al yadi, a mishap should not come through me. Uvitziyasi, and when I go out, ani noisein hoida al chelki, I thank Hashem for my portion. And the Gemara will explain what this means. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, B'knisasai, when he goes into the Beis Medrash, Mahu Aymer, what does he say? Yi Ratzai Mofanach Hashem Alekai, may it be the Ratzai and the will of Hashem, our God. Shlayera Devartakali Ayadi, that a mishap should not come about through me. V'loi Ikoshel B'dvar Halacha, V'yismuchu V'chaveirai, and that I should not stumble in matters of halacha, and my friends will rejoice over my mistake. V'lei oimer al tamei tahar v'al tahar tamei, and that I should make a mistake and pasken something is tamei when it's really tahar, and vice versa. V'leikashlu chaveirai b'dvar halacha v'esmach b'hem. Nor should my friends make a mistake in halacha, and I be happy over their mistake. B'yitziyasai ma'hu emer, when he left the Beis Medrash, what should he say? Moedani lefanecha Hashem aleikai. I thank you, Hashem, our God, that you placed, you made my portion amongst those that sit in the Beis Medrash, and you didn't put my portion amongst, literally it means people that sit on the corner, but it refers to people that sit at their shop and they just talk and waste their time a whole day. I get up early and they get up early. I get up and to learn Torah. And they get up just to spend their time with idle words. I work hard and they work hard. I toil and receive reward. And they work hard and they don't actually receive reward unless they come out with a product. I run and they run. I'm running closer to Olam Haba. And they're running to literally the pit of destruction, meaning Gehenim. Tan Rabbanan, we lived in a Braisa. Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer, nichnisu talmidav levakroi. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, his students came to visit him. Amrulai, they said to the Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbeinu, our Rabbi, lamdeinu orches chayim. Teach us the ways of life, and through them we should merit Olam Haba. Amalahem, he gave them the following words of advice. Number one, Hizaru b'chvoid chavireihem. Be very careful with the honor of your chavirim. Uminu b'nechem menahigayim. According to one Pshat and Rashi, it means protect the children from doing too much schmoozing and idle talking. The Hoshivim ben birkei Tamid Chachamim, and put them near, always near Tamid Chachamim, so that they can learn from them.
And when you davin, du lefnei mi atem imdin. Recognize before who you are standing. Uveshvilkach tizku lechay alam haba. And through this, you'll be able to earn and merit alam haba. The Gemara concludes with one last story. Ukeshachala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick, his students came in to visit him. When he saw them, he began to cry. His students said,
Ner Yisrael, Amud Hayamini, Patesh HaChazak. They refer to the Rebbe as the light of Yisrael, the rightmost pillar, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash there were two big pillars, and the right one is the more chashev one. And Patesh HaChazak means mighty hammer. Bipnei ma ata boicha, why are you crying? Amar lehem, he said to them, Ilu lefnei melech basav adam ayom ili chenoisi. If they were bringing me now for judgment to a regular king of flesh and blood, shayoyim kanu machar bakever. That today, I am here. But tomorrow I'll be in the grave, meaning it's temporary. Shem koyas olai en ka'asa ka'as olam. That if he gets mad at me, it's not an eternal anger. Vim oisereni en isereolam. And if I go into jail, it won't be forever. And if I'm put to death, it's not eternal death. And to bribe him with money. Still, a person that's brought to judgment will cry. Now they're bringing me to be judged in front of the King of all kings, Hashem. That he lives forever. And if he gets angry, it's an angry and everlasting anger. And if I'm put in jail, it's an eternal, everlasting imprisonment. And if he puts me to death, it's an eternal, everlasting death. And I can't appease him or to bribe him. And not only that, I have two paths, achas shel Gan Eden v'achas shel Gehenim, one that leads to Gan Eden and one to Gehenim. And I don't know which one I'm going to. And I shouldn't cry.